enjoy the game, man.
Thank you.
It's a moderately cool summer evening. The crowd shuffles into the Arthur Perdue Baseball Stadium to watch the Shorebirds game. But they're also greeted immediately by Jim Granddad Apple, who's a member of a vintage baseball team called the Fair Plays.
You a baseball player? Baseball player? Take a look at that ball. That's 1864 baseball. You got that and you've got a wooden bat. That's all the equipment you have.
Eastern Shore Baseball Hall of Fame Museum is just around the corner where the crowd is coming in. And tonight, the day after Independence Day, it is recognizing the team. There are old-time bats and balls along with very plain uniforms of times past, those being before professional baseball as we know it. Christina Truitt ushers her 11-year-old son towards the display. And she's even seen one of the games.
It was definitely different. It was definitely different watching them, you know, hit the ball, and even just how they pitched was different than how we watch our little guys pitch now. So it was exciting.
Her son, Evan, also plays but isn't sure about handling the ball, especially without a mitt.
I'll try it, but I don't know if I could do it. It's probably really hard. I don't know how you pitch with it.
Just before game time, Jim Grand Apple and Joe Double Dipper Jordan step out into the field as the stadium announcer introduces this old-time game to a modern audience.
Tonight, we recognize the Talbot Fair Plays Baseball Club. The Fair Plays were established in 2005 and are the first vintage baseball club in Maryland. Warming up on the field today are Jim Granddad Apple and Joe Double Dip Jordan.
Afterward, Jordan and Apple said it was quite different than when they normally play.
It was fun. It was a different perspective.
It's real nice to have some people to be able to show the game to and some of the equipment and explain the game, because many of them have no idea. They think that today and 150 years ago was all the same.
So what is it like to play one of these old-time games? It's a quiet, muggy Sunday morning. The gravel beneath the feet turns to tall green grass as you approach the field to play. It spreads out into a large field. But there's no sign of the traditional baseball diamond except for the bases. Just a couple of low benches and a group of players warming up with some batting practice.
Don't run.
This is vintage baseball. The field is out near Western Elementary School in Mardella Springs. And this morning it's the Easton Fair Plays versus the Brooklyn Atlantics. These are teams whose origins reach back to the 19th century, before the modern era of the rabbit ball and big money players. They wear the old uniforms, the Fair Plays sporting a rectangular red patch buttoned on their soft white shirts with the white staggered letters FP on the front. The Talbot Fair Plays are part of the Mid-Atlantic Baseball League, and it's a casual game with a few onlookers like Kenny Robinson from Mardella.
A lot of differences from what we play today, but this was just how the guys just went out and have, back then, just got together and had fun playing in the cow pasture.
Fair Plays reach back to the 1860s in Talbot County. They are playing the once famous Brooklyn Atlantics, who were first organized in 1855. The Atlantics were recognized as national champions in 1864 and even joined the first professional league in 1872. Granddad Apple is the pitcher for the Fair Plays. He sports a red baseball cap, gray mustache, and glasses.
You're going to notice as you look at the list of teams that I showed you there for the Mid-Atlantic League, they're teams that existed in those locales long ago. This team, the Talbot Fair Plays, existed in Talbot County in the 1860s.
And it's a friendly game with players that range in age from their 20s into their 60s. Ed Pigtail Elmore is the pitcher and captain for the Brooklyn Atlantics. He's 65 and taught in New York. He sports a gray ponytail and mustache.
It actually attracts everybody. We have two guys who are 66 on the team. That's the oldest, and our youngest is 19. So we have a good scope. And once you start, you'd rather do this than softball or anything. It's much more fun.
By the way, everyone has a nickname. One of the younger players today is 31-year-old Vinny Tuna Aurora with the Brooklyn Atlantics. He pitches as well as catches and plays right field and second base.
not to toot my own horn, but no. I think I played pretty good. I mean, our team is well-rounded in every position.
And so the game begins as the batter steps up to the metal plate, the umpire calling the game.
Warning's both hit and pitcher.
and the ball goes flying with the runner taking off to first base. But unlike modern baseball, the umpire stands off to the side as he calls the game. Today he wears a black top hat and dark vest against a white long-sleeved shirt with a garter belt on his upper arm. He leans on a cane and he makes the call.
Striker dead.
He's Norm Hacklin, who speaks softly and says he thought about playing, but at his age, calling the game was a good spot for him.
In addition to there being only one umpire in each game, umpire is not as strategically placed to judge balls and strikes as he is in today's game. And there are a lot of rules that you don't apply now and did then. I guess the thing is, I just do the best I can.
As the game proceeds, the Fair Plays are down 4-0. But they begin to make a comeback, inching towards the Brooklyn Atlantics. And the players begin to shout from the bench.
Wheels, wheels, get there, fingers!
No, we don't. No, we don't. Stay there, fingers. Stay there, stay there.
But this is not your modern game. For one, there's the ball. It's slightly larger, and only one is used per game. Jim Granddad Apple with the Fair Plays.
It's somewhat softer. At the beginning of the game, it's not that much softer. Since we use only one ball during the game, we'll soften up. It's not going to go quite as far, although you'll see some of these guys hit the ball about 300 feet today.
During the game, Apple is hit twice with the ball, catching it once in his bare hand, and he later remarks, there's nothing soft about that ball. But did we also mention there are no mitts, no gloves? This is barehanded. Again, Jim Granddad Apple.
You definitely have to catch with two hands. Now, you will see some guys out here today who can catch the ball with one hand and throws across the infield. They're not taking anything off. They're throwing them right over. It's harder, obviously, but, many of these guys can do a really good job. You'll see long fly balls that they'll run down and they'll catch them.
But says Chad Hayes-Lane, who plays for the Brooklyn Atlantics, the ball makes it easier to catch.
It starts the game off very, very similar to a real baseball, but the material it's made of wears out really quickly. So by the end of the game, it's a lot easier. And it's like you're catching a squishy ball almost towards the end of a game.
Ball one.
But of course, the rules make it easier to catch the ball. It can bounce and still be caught and get a man out. But keeping all those rules in mind, says Lane, is a bit daunting.
Not running past first. Going back if you're stealing and somebody hits it foul. You can still be put out on those. And my first 2 years, I got out all the time. I'd be stealing. Somebody'd try to do a hit-and-run thing. They'd hit it foul, and I wouldn't know to go back until the whole bench is screaming, go back! And so that's definitely the hardest part.
But Ed Pigtail Elmore with the Brooklyn Atlantic says there's a logic to them.
A lot of differences, but the simplicity. And it was a fun game. It was more fun back then. Especially the rules made more sense. When a batter hits the ball, wherever it touches the ground first is whether it's fair or foul, not some silly thing going past first base or third base.
Another runner comes in, and the Brooklyn Atlantics are making their way to a 9-5 win over the Fair Plays. But no matter how the game turns out, it is a special one for these two teams. 3 years ago, Scott Curley Murphy, who was captain for the Fair Plays, died suddenly on the field during the game against the Brooklyn Atlantics. Jim Granddad Apple.
We never played the second game. We never even finished the first. But after that, some of their guys came down to the viewing, and we're now sort of joined the two teams. And this year we played here because he's from this area. So that's the reason we're here today.
What appeals to these players on the field is the camaraderie of the game, even if there is a little competition. But when it was over, there was a traditional gathering of the two sides before they shook hands. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.